And once again, we'd like you to meet the Lyon family.
I'm Richard Lyon.
I'm Barbara Lyon.
I'm Ben Lyon.
And I'm Baby Daniels Lyon.
And here they are in the Tree of Knowledge.
Well, that was a lovely lunch.
Pop?
Yes, Richard?
What's a dewlap?
A what?
A dewlap.
It's a... how do I know? I don't know. I never heard of one.
It's the loose skin that hangs down the neck of a cow or an ox.
Probably a handy thing, too.
It's called a dewlap because it laps up the dew.
Well, what about it?
Oh, nothing. I just thought you'd be interested.
I don't get the joke.
It isn't a joke, Ma. It's information.
Oh, finish your custard, kids.
Flies have 2,700 eyes.
Apropos of what?
Nothing. I just told you a fly has 2,700 eyes.
I still don't see the last joke.
Aren't you interested, Daddy?
If I were in the business of outfitting flies with eyeglasses, this sensational bit of knowledge would make me the happiest man in the world. But since I'm not, it leaves me strangely unaffected. Now eat your custard.
I don't see any 2,700 eyes.
Phoebe, what are you doing with that magnifying glass?
I'm looking at a fly.
Well, stop it.
I want to count his eyes.
Snails lay eggs.
This is getting ridiculous.
Well, no, it isn't. In South America, some snails lay eggs as big as pigeons' eggs.
Sometimes I wonder how I've managed to live all these years without knowing things like that.
Did you know some snails have decided homing instincts? The Helix aspersa, for example, will sleep in the same spot all its life.
I had a cousin like that. Richard, will you pass the sugar?
Ben?
Yes?
It doesn't have 2,700 eyes. I counted them.
Phoebe, you stop that. This is a fine subject for the table.
Ma, do you know which is the largest city in Italy?
Largest city? What's that got to do with flies?
Well, what have your answers got to do with the question?
Go on, Mother. What's the largest city in Italy?
Well, let me see. Give me a little hint.
Okay. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam.
I got it.
What is it?
Buffalo.
No, Mother.
Well, give me a good hint.
Try Rome.
I know. P-O-M-P-E-I-I.
Phoebe, that's amazing. You spelled Pompeii.
I did. I thought it spelled Rome.
Wouldn't it be wonderful to have discussions like this all the time?
Yes, dear. Now finish your custard while I go out and get some coffee.
Richard, I've known you long enough to disregard this sudden burst of useless information. Now, what are you up to?
Well, why should I be up to something to seek knowledge? After all, I have a modicum of intelligence. I have common sense, a good memory, and I think fast on my feet. Right?
Yes, but you don't know anything.
You don't want us to grow up to be ignorant, do you?
It's a little late to do anything about that.
Oh, Daddy.
And don't look at me with those limpid brown eyes. I'm not one of your boyfriends. You're both up to something. Now, what is it?
Well, let's put it this way. An encyclopedia is an asset to any family.
Richard, are you selling encyclopedias?
I wouldn't say that. Selling is such a harsh commercial word. Let's say I'm giving them away for money.
Yes, that's right. Kenneth gets a commission and Richard gets part of it.
Well, who's Kenneth?
My new boyfriend. He sells encyclopedias.
Well, you can tell him we're not buying one.
But we need one.
We need one like your mother needs another head. Maybe we do need one.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Certainly not.
But I told Kenneth you'd buy one.
Well, tell him I've changed my mind.
Oh, Daddy, you're ruining my whole life.
Why can't I spend a peaceful day in my own home?
No, I can't go to the literary ball. And after I told everybody I was going.
What kind of a boy is this anyway who will only take you out if I buy an encyclopedia?
But that's the only way he can afford to take me out. He gets a very small allowance.
Well, just forget it. We don't need an encyclopedia. Furthermore, we haven't room in our bookcase for any more books. Tell your mother I've gone out for a walk.
Oh, Richard, what are we going to do?
Wait until Kenneth comes over. He'll know what to do.
Must be Kenneth, and I'm a mess. Look at my hair, Mother. Will you entertain him for me?
Kenneth?
Yes, Kenneth Lytell. You'll just love him. You'll want to eat him up.
I don't think so, dear. I just had lunch.
No, Mother. I mean, he's so handsome and so brilliant. And he has such beautiful brown eyes.
I thought you said they were blue.
Well, they're both.
How can they be both brown and blue?
Well, one's brown and the other's blue.
Oh, I see.
Oh, let him in, will you, Mother? And I'll dash upstairs and comb my hair.
All right, dear.
You're a darling.
Come in.
Hello, you must be Mrs. Lyon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Kenneth Lytell. I suppose Barbara's told you all about me.
Oh, yes, indeed. Barbara will be down in a minute. Sit down and make yourself at home.
Oh, thanks. Did you know a fly covers approximately 4.5 miles a day?
No, I didn't, but it's very interesting.
Could I take a look at your encyclopedia just to check?
Oh, I'm sorry, but we haven't got one.
What? No encyclopedia?
No.
Why, I never heard of such a thing. Every home should have an encyclopedia.
They should.
Oh, I'm glad you agree, because outside of my car, I just happen to have the finest set of encyclopedia ever printed. Isn't that a coincidence?
Yes, but I don't think my husband would want me to buy one.
Would you want your husband and children to be ignorant of what the average rainfall is in Siberia? Or into what body of water the river Ouse empties?
Oh, no.
Well, our encyclopedia of 97 volumes is crammed full of interesting information like that. Valuable information, useful in every walk of life.
Well, I...
Right. Richard!
Yes, Kenneth?
Will you bring in that set of books out of my car for your mother?
Sure thing.
97 volumes? Isn't that expensive?
Oh, surely you can afford 2 shillings.
Only 2 shillings?
2 shillings is absolutely all you pay. Down. After that, it's only £1.19 a week for only 30 years.
Oh, dear. I see. Well, that would come to around...
Approximately, yes.
Yes.
I'll put them in the den.
Good. You see, Mrs. Lyon, you pay for this fine set of books at the rate of only 1 penny every 40 minutes.
Well, that's nice. You're sure you don't mind dropping in every 40 minutes?
You really do need these. And believe me, you'll never regret it. Now, just sign here.
All right.
Oh, Mother, you bought the encyclopedia. You're a darling. I'll love you forever.
Oh, thank you, dear. I think your father's going to be very proud of me, too. I can just see his face when he walks into the den and finds all those books.
So can I.
Just think, he'll be the only man in the neighborhood who'll know what the River Ouse empties into.
Oh, Phoebe. Phoebe, I'm home.
I'll leave you alone, Mother.
Oh, how's the most wonderful little wife a man ever had?
That's a fine compliment. You've only had one wife. Now, if Artie Shaw said a thing like that, it would mean something.
Well, what I meant to say was, I couldn't have a better wife.
Oh, you couldn't, eh? You mean you cried?
No, of course not. Listen, dear, I've got a great surprise for you.
A surprise?
Yes, which hand do you want?
The one with the surprise in it. It saves time.
Well, here you are.
Oh, Ben, spring flowers, they're beautiful. And now I have a surprise for you, too.
Oh, bless your little heart. You're a wonderful woman. I never realized how wonderful until I ran into Mayor Clinker at the club today. What do you think that stupid wife of his did?
I don't know.
Well, listen to this. She bought him an encyclopedia. 97 books.
Oh. She did.
Yes, I couldn't help laughing right in his face. Oh, you've got your fault, honey, but you're not that scatterbrained. Now, what's the surprise you have for me?
What?
The surprise you have for me. What is it?
Oh, it's tapioca pudding for dinner.
Are you asking me or telling me?
I'm telling you, it's tapioca pudding for dinner. You know, old pudding with tapiocas in it.
Any more of that and I'll tapioca on the head. That should rise a laugh.
Oh, funny.
Now, look, I'm going in the den and work for a while.
Oh, no, you mustn't go in the den.
Why not?
Why not? Oh, yes, because the den's full of carpenters.
Full of carpenters?
What is?
The den.
Really? Then you shouldn't go in there.
Now, wait a minute, Phoebe. Are you trying to keep me out of the den?
Oh, look, Ben, here's the morning paper. I'll read you the news. Sit down, dear.
Ooh! Well, I'm glad there was a chair there when you pushed me.
I'll sit on your lap and read you the news.
Phoebe, why don't you want me to go into the den?
Oh, read the headlines. It's very interesting. It says, Marble Arch Clarion, Thursday, January 25th, 1952. Price, 3 halfpence, 5 pages.
Phoebe, I'm going in the den.
Oh, Ben, wait, please.
I'm not waiting. Oh, no!
But, Ben, Don't you want to know what the river ooze empties into?
Ooze river?
Yes, Ben. And don't you want to know what the rainfall is in Siberia? Speak to me, Ben. Speak to me. Don't you want to know what the river ooze empties into? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Phoebe, whatever made you buy a 97-volume set of encyclopedias?
Oh, well, it was such a bargain, dear. It's only 2 shillings. And next Monday, all you have to do is give them £1.19 and 6.
Well, that's not so bad.
Well, of course not. And it's so educational. For instance, do you know what George Bernard Shaw's real name was?
No.
Well, if you wanted to know, you could look it up.
You look it up.
I already did.
Well, what is it?
George Bernard Shaw.
Now, come on. Let's go in the den and stack the books in the corner. There's no more room in the bookshelf.
All right, dear. Oh, Richard. Richard, where are you?
Over here in the corner. I'm reading the encyclopedia, the section on money. And I found several mistakes in the report.
Oh, don't be silly. They know more about money than anyone else in the world.
Are you kidding?
Am I kidding?
Are you kidding?
Am I kidding?
Are you kidding?
I'll get it.
Hello, Barbara.
Well, Mary Wilkinson. Richard, look who's here.
Mary, come on in.
Well, I'll leave you two alone. I have to go upstairs and change.
Richard, I want to thank you for the flowers.
I'm glad you like them, Mary.
Oh, I do. They must have been beautiful when they were fresh. It was so romantic of you to have sent them.
Well, I wanted to get something to match your personality.
Richard Lyon, how could you?
Gee, what's wrong, Mary?
They were snapdragons.
Really? The flower bed in Hyde Park said roses.
Oh, well, then, I forgive you.
Won't you sit down, Mary?
No, thanks. I came over to see if you'd lend me one of your new books. My mother's giving a lecture at the Ladies' Social Club.
Sure, I'd be glad to help your mother, because I admire her daughter so much.
Mother's lecturing on tropical goldfish. Better known to the man in the street as Gerasius auratus rubunkin.
Well, you said it. I'll get the book. Oh, Pop, will you hand me volume 14?
Volume 14? Oh, just a moment. Oh, here you are, son.
Thanks. Here you are, Mary.
Thank you, Richard. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mary.
I must be running along.
Yes?
Yes. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye, Oh, Mary.
Yes, Richard.
We're alone.
Yes. Yes, I know.
Maybe we should say goodbye properly.
All right. Let's shake hands.
No, I mean, well, close your eyes, Mary.
Like this?
Yes, and lift your head up a little. Now, don't move.
You close your eyes too, Richard.
They're closed. Mary.
Richard, you kiss me.
What?
May I open my eyes now?
Yes.
Well, goodbye. And thanks.
Oh, it was nothing.
I know. But thanks, I mean the book.
Oh, did I interrupt anything, kids?
Oh, no, Pop.
See you tomorrow, Richard.
Yes, please, Mary.
Oh, Richard, I've been reading the car section in the encyclopedia, and I think if we follow it, we can fix up our car. After all, why should we pay Wimple for something we can do ourselves? Won't it be exciting?
Yes, very.
Well, is there something else you'd rather do, son?
Are you kidding?
Am I kidding? Where are the tools, son?
Right here, Pop.
Now, you keep the book open and check with me as I go along.
There really isn't much in here about how to fix a car.
Well, it doesn't matter. I know quite a little about it myself. Now, the first thing you do is to start the motor. Then you listen to it to see what the trouble is. I'll crank it.
Still has that dangerous cough.
Yes, maybe it needs some water. You pour the water in.
All right. Hey, it started by itself.
Well, What this car needs is a general overhauling. Richard, lift the bonnet.
Okay. Why don't you start by taking the distributor head off?
Good idea. Here goes.
Pop, that's the fan belt.
I know. I just wanted to make sure you knew.
Oh. What about all these wires that are hanging down?
Oh, it's probably something Wimple left in by mistake the last time he fixed the motor. Pull them all out.
All right.
Now unscrew all those other bits and pieces and take them out, too.
Now I'll mark everything so we'll know where it goes when we re-ensemble the car.
Well, that's the wrong word, but I know what you mean.
There now. Everything's out.
Now we'll clean all the parts and petrol and put them back in. Hand me the rediffusion generator cap dynamo, son. Richard, where's the rediffusion generator cap dynamo?
Take your pick. If we haven't got it, we probably have something just as good.
Well, I'll take that long one with the twisted end.
That's the monkey wrench.
Well, the one next to it.
Here.
Now then, let's put the parts back in the motor again.
Yes, it won't take long. Now let's see. This goes here.
And that thing over there goes by that other little thingamajig.
I don't think so. It doesn't fit.
Well, bang it in with a hammer. That'll make it fit.
Okay.
Hurry up, son. Good boy. It's all back in.
All except that big pile of stuff over there.
Well, we'll just have to leave it out. There isn't any more room under the bonnet.
Well, shall we crank her up and see what happens?
Yes, stand back, son.
What was that?
Oh, that, the engine, she just fell out.
Boy, this car is sure a wreck now.
Yeah, a fine book this is. The man who wrote it must own a bicycle.
I wonder what we should do.
Go in and phone Wimple. Oh, Barbara, where's Aggie?
In the kitchen. She found a section in the encyclopedia about Scotland, and she's been reading it ever since.
Well, open the kitchen door and ask her to make me a cup of coffee.
All right, Daddy. However, the population of Scotland at the census of 1951 numbered 5,095,969.
Aggie.
More than one-fifth of whom lived in Glasgow.
Aggie.
These grand Scotch folk.
It's no use. She just doesn't know what's going on around her.
Well, I'm disgusted with this encyclopedia. I followed one of their lemon pie recipes and burnt myself.
How?
Well, the book said mix well and sit on a hot stove for half an hour.
Oh, Mother, that's ridiculous.
I know it's ridiculous. I was done in 5 minutes.
Look, I'm going in the kitchen and see if Aggie won't make me a cup of coffee.
However, the canals of Scotland are the Caledonian, the Crinan, the Forth and Clyde.
No use.
I hope she finishes soon. She's got some shortbread in the oven and it's sizzling hot.
Well, you can't blame her for being interested. They're very absorbing books.
In the kitchen. The shortbread must have exploded.
Oh, poor Aggie. I'll go and see if she's all right.
Yeah. And some of the Scottish mountains rise to over 4,000 feet above sea level.
How is she?
Oh, fine. The explosion didn't hurt her, but she doesn't look comfortable reading the book in the sink.
I'll go in and help her clean up the kitchen. Come in.
Florrie, darling.
Phoebe, darling. I wonder if you'd let me look up something in your encyclopedia.
Oh, of course, dear. What are you going to look up?
Well, I wondered if there was anything about personal magnetism.
Personal what?
You know, Ben, the thing I need to make me attractive to men.
Oh, that. Yes, there is a section on facelifting. Oh, don't be angry, Florrie. There's nothing wrong with having your face lifted.
Oh? Well, how would I go about it?
Oh, wait a minute, honey. I'll look it up under surgeons.
No. Lifting her face is too big a job for a surgeon. Look under cranes.
Ben, you stop that. I tell you what, Florrie, there's a whole chapter here on the allure of women in history.
Oh, good. Look up Cleopatra. Now, she was my type of woman. Oh, what are you laughing at?
Poor Mark Antony.
Ben, please. Instead of being so uncouth, it would pay you to emulate that great man.
Well, I don't want to boast, but I do have a few of his qualities. In fact, if Mark Antony were alive now, he and I would have something in common.
Yes, you'd both be about the same age.
Well, goodbye. I'll see you later, Bibi, darling.
All right, sorry, darling.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wimple.
Hello. I came in the back way.
Well, Wimpy, old pal.
Mr. L, old pal.
Now, stop being funny, you two. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Florrie.
I came to take the car away. I'll come back later with the baby.
You mean you want to swap the baby for the car?
Yeah. No. I thought there might be something in that encyclopedia of yours on scientific methods of taking care of a baby.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Good. Wallace hasn't taken his feeds properly lately.
Well, perhaps you're not doing it properly. You're supposed to boil the bottle.
I tried that, but the baby wouldn't eat it.
Oh, Mr. Wimple.
Well, I'll be back with my baby, Wallace, later. I especially want to find out that new scientific way of bathing a baby.
Well, I'll look it up for you.
Oh, car off me.
Well, everything's ready for Wimple's baby, Richard. There's a tin bath full of water on the kitchen table, baby soap, towels, everything.
That's swell.
Come in.
Hello, Miss Will. Hello, Richard.
Hi, Miss Wimple.
Oh, fine, thanks. Here's baby Wallace. Wallace, say hello to cousin Richard.
Richie. Money.
Oh, he certainly has you taped, Richard. Hello, Wallace.
Uncle Benny, Fatty.
Well, he certainly has a wonderful sense of humor. Take the little brat, take the little darling into the kitchen. Everything's ready for him.
Thank you.
I'll get that phone. You two start undressing the baby in the kitchen.
All right, Pop.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Lion. This is Roger Wilkinson. I rang up to ask you if...
Hello? Donna, operator, I've been cut off.
I'm trying to reconnect you, sir.
Oh, thank you. Hey, Wimple.
Yes?
I have to wait for a phone call. I'll read out the instructions from the book while I'm waiting. Just a second while I find the page.
There you go. But be sure and shout. Otherwise, we can't hear you.
Hello, sir. You're through now.
Oh, thanks. Hello?
Hello, Lion. Before we were cut off, I was going to tell you I just bought a second-hand sailing boat. And I wondered if there was any information in your encyclopedia about testing a sailing boat.
Well, hold on, Mr. Wilkinson. I have the book on bees right in my hand. Now, let's see. Babies, beehives, boats. Oh, yes, here it is.
You'll have to talk much louder. This is a very bad line.
All right. I found the page. I'll read out the instructions.
Did you hear that, Mr. Wimple? Pop's ready to read the instructions to us.
Yes, that's right, Wallace. We're going to put you in the nice water now.
Before putting in water, seal up all the crevices with pitch.
Hey?
And it should be slid into the water stern first.
Gee.
Particular care should be taken if it has not been in the water for more than 6 months.
Here, you can't talk about my Wallace like that.
It's advisable to scrape off the barnacles.
Look here, who do you think he is? Barnacle Bill the Sailor? What an encyclopedia.
If it sinks, obviously something is wrong.
Blimey, what an understatement.
Yeah, I've written all that down now, and I suppose I could scrub the deck, too.
Now I guess Pop will tell us how to wash him.
Yes, scrub it with a large, stiff brush.
What?
All right. Don't worry, Wallace.
And remember, for identification purposes, its name should be painted on its stern.
That encyclopedia certainly is thorough.
And here's one last safety hint. Make sure it has a tarred bottom.
Well, that has done it, that has. Come on, Wallace. I'm going to carry you home and bathe you in the good old-fashioned way.
Well, thanks a million, Lion. You've been a tremendous help. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Wilkinson.
Wilkinson? Pop, were you talking to Mr. Wilkinson all the time?
Yes, I was giving him instructions about his sailing boat.
Sailing boat.
Mr. Elf, you're a proper cough drop, you are.
Phoebe, I just got the bill for that set of encyclopedia. I won't stand for it. I tell you, I won't stand for it.
Ben, stop turning white. I mean red. I mean purple. I mean puce. My goodness, you changed so quickly.
Just wait until I see that salesman.
He's in the living room with Barbara. What are you going to buy?
Nothing. I'm going to make him take back every one of those books.
Hello, Daddy. This is Kenneth.
How are you, sir?
Just fine. Have you got your car with you, Kenneth?
Yes, sir.
Good, because I want you to take those books back. Come in the den with me and I'll help you carry them out to your car.
But, Mr. Lyon, don't you think that...
Come on!
Yes, sir.
Well, I never knew your father was so masterful.
Hey, what's up?
Daddy's sending the encyclopedia back. Poor Kenneth. He won't get his commission now, and he's already bought the tickets for the ball.
How about my commission? Ma, can't you talk Pop into keeping them?
Oh, no, dear. I've learned one thing. No one can talk your father into anything.
Here they come. Poor Kenneth.
Well, goodbye, young man.
Goodbye, sir. I'll send the bookcase over in the morning. I assure you, you'll never regret buying it. Come along, Barbara. We'll be late for the ball.
Well, I'm ready.
Pa, he kept the books, too.
Yes, persuasive fellow, isn't he?
Ben.
Yes, dear?
You mean to tell me that after I was stupid enough to buy a set of encyclopedias, you were idiotic enough to buy a bookcase?
Yes, dear.
You know something?
What?
I love you. We're so much alike.
Yeah, and I take after you both. Pop, where's the encyclopedia?
In the new bookcase, son.
Oh, no, Daddy. That bookcase is empty.
Empty? I don't understand.
Well, I can explain it, honey. You see, I knew you weren't very happy about my buying all those books. So I persuaded Mr. Wimple to take them.
Wimple has our encyclopedia?
Yes, yes. At first he refused, but I talked and talked and talked and talked, and finally he agreed to take them. I made a very shrewd deal.
How much?
£36.
£36? Well, that's wonderful.
Thank you, dear. And Mr. Wimple says you can pay him by check.
Pay him? Oh, I give up.
Life with the Lyons, with B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their children Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Horace Percival, David Enders, Hugh Morton, and Patricia Field. Script by B.B. Daniels, Bob Block, and Bill Harding. The BBC Variety Orchestra was conducted by George Deason, with incidental music by Arthur Wilkinson. Production by Tom Ronald.